Our Heavenly Father, we quiet ourselves before you. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us, especially your servant when he explained your word to your children and feed them with your precious word. I pray that you fill him with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and fill him with your word so that he know how to use the right word to feed your children so that they grow up in Christ Jesus. And so that we'll be richly rewarded by you when we see you face to face. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I think you have three pages, right? Oh, you have only one page? Okay. I think I'll only do the first page today. And the main idea is speaking one another. Okay, I have three main points. Number one is speaking to one another. And according to Paul's teaching, would you turn to Ephesians chapter 5? I read that to you one more time, verse 15, starting verse 15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And then verse 19. That's my point number one. Speaking to one another. We all speak to one another. But when you speak to one another, do you speak to one another in your own word? Or you speak to one another with the word of God? You speak to one another with your own word. You are not wise. Because if you speak to one another with the word of God, you are a wise man. Why am I saying that? Reason number one. Turn to James chapter 1, verse 18. James chapter 1, verse 18. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be the kind of first fruit of all he created. I read that one more time. God, the Heavenly Father, chose to give us birth through the word of truth. You write that down. Speaking to one another with the word of truth. If you're speaking to one another with the word of truth, if he is a non-believer, then he will be born again. If he is a believer, then the Lord can use that word of truth to remind him that you do not belong to yourself. You belong to God. So you have to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Just like the second part of chapter 1, verse 18, the second part of verse 18. When you speak to one another using your own word, you are not building other up. You're just building yourself. If you're speaking the word of God among one another, those people, if he is a Christian, then he realizes the Lord is speaking to me. Everybody say? Unless you don't read the word of God. If you read the word of God, according to Jesus saying, my sheep recognize my voice. So let us be wise, speaking to one another. You can either write it down with the word of truth, according to James chapter 1, verse 18. Because through that word of truth, those who hear, even though he is non-Christian, He will be born again. He will come to know the Lord. Because God chose the means of the Word of God to give birth to other people. If you want your friends to be born again Christian, he got to hear the Word of truth. I think you all know that. According to the biblical teaching, you don't just listen to one people saying. You have to have at least two or more witnesses. Is that really the word of truth can give birth to other people? Take a look at the apostle to the Jews, Peter. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. I want you to write that down. That's the notes belongs to you, speaking to one another. You write that down, James chapter 1, verse 18. And then turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In other words, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and you believe in it, you are born again. God gives you a new birth. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the word of truth. You write that down. So when you speak about the word of truth, make sure you mention about Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. And that's the word of truth. Anyone who denies that is the Antichrist. According to 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar? The one who denies Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Christ. The one who denies Jesus is the Messiah. And he's the Antichrist. He lied to you. He's not speaking the word of truth to you. He's not giving you a new birth. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. You are given to a new birth. You are born again. It's through the word of God. I read that to you again. For we have been born again, not of perishable seed is the word of man. They don't give you birth for that. But it's the word of God. It gives you a new life. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. Through the living and enduring word of God. Through the word of God, the word of God, in Peter's saying, is the same as word of truth in James' teaching, chapter 1, verse 18. So, brother and sister, make sure you are a wise man. Be very careful how you live. As a wise man, not that unwise. A wise man speaking to one another according to James' teaching is the word of truth. According to Peter's teaching, talk about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, talking about the living word, the enduring word. That word lasts forever and ever. Point number two. Singing to the Lord. Now, I go back to point number one first, because I talk about what? Who's teaching? Speaking to one another, I'm using James' teaching, I'm using Peter's teaching, now I go back to Paul's teaching. Ephesians chapter 5, Paul said that, speaking to one another with psalm, with hymn, and with spiritual songs. But this is the older translation of the NIV. The newer translation is speaking to one another with... Do you have a newer translation? No, this one is still an old translation. And it will translate like this. Speaking to one another with psalm, with hymn, songs from the Spirit. In other words, you know, if you go to a musical concert and you hear a lot of song, you know, I love you, you love me, and talk about this and talk about that. You're talking to one another with that kind of song? You are unwise. But don't you know? I want you to try to observe, especially in front of a traffic light. You know, you see some young people driving a very fancy car and turn on the radio or cassette, whatever. Wow, I can even hear the earth is shaking, you know? And you know what? You watch his mouth. He keeps singing together with the music. And that kind of people are controlled by Satan. Brother and sister, if you are wise, you let psalm, hymn, song from the Holy Spirit and fill your heart. When you speak to one another, you know what? You listen to the music. If that music is a sacred music, the lyric is from the Word of God, you hear so many times, then your mouth is going to speak with that one another, with that psalm, hymn, and song from the Holy Spirit, not from the evil spirit. Do you know what Satan, do? Controlled all these young people with that lyric. When they, you know what? Christian is not as wise as they are. Let me show it to you. When you go to a concert, I've never been to a concert, okay? I never been a concert. But I watch the TV, I see that. When they're in the concert, they are so excited. And then the singer is singing. And the people over there, they're singing together with them. You understand? That's how Satan controls them. That music enters into their heart. Brother and sister, what is in your heart? Are you a wise man? Or you're unwise. Paul said that. Be very, very careful how you live. As wise men and not as unwise. Does it make sense? You are controlled by Satan, you don't even know. And he sings the song, and that lyric controls his life. He said, oh, I only live one life. Let me enjoy ourselves. They keep saying that. And that become part of his life. When Jesus Christ see you face to face, he's going to judge you according to what you have done. I want you to write that down. Psalm 62, verse 12. Surely the Lord will judge. The Lord will reward. The Lord will punish each and every one of us according to what we have done. What are you going to do? Are going to be controlled by the lyric. Brother and sister, you either control by the lyric of the sacred song or the secular song. You are the one who make a decision. What kind of music that you are listening, brother and sister? I want you to make a decision today. If you want to be a wise man from this day on, you throw away all the CD of the sacred, of the secular music. Throw that away. And watch, you be the watchman of your own children. Pay attention to what they hear. Whatever they hear, whatever they sing is from their heart, and that is under bondage already. You got to set him free, bring him to see Pastor John, okay? And I'm not kidding. Because the Lord is going to judge you if you're not watching over your own children. Okay? And from this day on, I want you to, every time, when you stop in the traffic light, don't text, look at the left side, look at the right side, look at the mouth. They are all doing like that every day. If they're driving 1 hour each way in New York and 1 hour back, 2 hours, Satan attacking their mind and fill their heart and control their life and leading them to go to hell. Psalm 15:24, the Bible said, the path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down, to keep him from going down to the grave. But the path of death leads downward for the foolish one, for the unwise one, to keep him from going up to the third heaven. Brother and sister, did you turn to Proverbs 15:24? You have to make a decision yourself. Are you a wise man or are you a foolish man? You make that decision. You have a choice to make a decision. But you take the path of unwise, you go to the grave. You go to hell. Don't let Satan to lead you to hell. Let Jesus Christ, let the sound, hymn, and song from the Spirit to lead you to heaven. Because whenever you speak to one another, you speak to one another with word of truth, with the word of God. If you are unborn, you'll be born again. If you are born again, you'll be wiser. Am I right, my daughter? Not only speak to one another, I purposely cut that off. I say singing to the Lord. Why are you singing? Singing to the Lord is after speaking to one another. When you're singing to the Lord, according to James chapter 5, verse 13, if any one of you are happy, let him what? Let him sing. When you speak to one another with the word of God, you're going to be a happy man because you lead people to heaven. You give birth to other people. You're going to sing to the Lord. You're going to be so happy. And because of a PowerPoint, I don't want to make so many words there so that you forget. But in the original Paul writing, it's not just singing to the Lord. You don't just sing to the Lord without music. You know why the young people are so excited when they turn on the radio as if he's dead? You know what I mean? By the time when he turned 40, 50, he will be dead because he damaged his eardrum. He has a choice. You know, people, young people, they destroy their own life. They don't even know. When they're getting older, they realize it. Okay? So, make sure when you sing to the Lord, you make music with it in your heart. With music together, you know what? Even though you don't know how to sing, if that music will make your body move. Don't you know that? I don't care whether you know how to sing. Okay? When the music comes, your body move. Everybody say? So, if you're wise, you don't just say, sing to the Lord. I just want to make it simple for you. But Paul saying, sing to the Lord with music in your heart. I don't delete the word of God. I just want to get into your heart. You not only speak to man, but you speak to God in singing and in your heart and make music. You're joyful. You raise your hand. But today, I see the song. I don't see people raising hand because you are not singing into it. Next time, Okay? Raise your hand. Don't you know that? Listen to me carefully. Every time when we sing song, you don't sit down. That's why Jesus said, the son of this world is wiser than the son of God. In the concert, they don't sit down. 2 hours, 3 hours, they're standing. They're waving. You know what? 99.99% are followers. Once raise the hand, the rest of them raise the hand. They don't even know why they raise the hand. When the music comes, they raise the hand. I want next time, next week, brother and sister, you raise your hand. Make sure this week you speak to one another with the word of truth, with the word of God, telling people Jesus Christ has already been resurrected. And he's my Lord. And he's your Savior. Telling people about that in this depressed, wicked generation so as to cheer them up. Everybody say, when you lead people to Christ and the Lord bless your work and bless your family, you follow David to bless the house of God and want to build the temple of God, God say to David, I will bless you now and I will bless you until 1,000 generations. When you realize this week you sow the seed, imperishable seed, the word of God, the living word, the enduring word to those who hear. And then they will build up. And you know that you lead him to Christ. You know that you do the will of the Lord. You know that you do the right thing. And then he bless you. Next Sunday, you will be the first one to raise your hand and sing song. Am I right? Do you agree? Should we do that? Then I'll sing a song as if you're sleeping, you know what I mean? Right? Johnny Walker, and I, am I right? You're right. So if I'm right, that means you're wrong. Then we should change, right? We should change, right? Don't just listen to it. We should change and do it, okay? Point number three. Okay, I go back to point number two first. Singing to the Lord. Turn to Ephesians. Chapter 5, verse 19, singing and make music in your heart to the Lord. I want you to change that, okay? In the original language, it's a participle, okay? The participles mean speaking to one another, not singing to the Lord, and not making music in your heart. What Paul is trying to say? Paul is trying to say, if you're not get drunk with wine, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the first sign that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you are speaking to one another with the word of truth, the word of God, and the living and enduring word, not your own word. Your word only lasts temporary, but God's word lasts forever and ever. You sow seed, not perishable seed. You don't give your personal advice. You sow seed of imperishable seed and give life to those who are perishing. And by doing so, God can fill you with joy, with peace. And then you're going to sing. Keep singing and keep singing and making music in your heart to the Lord. I say, thank you, Jesus. That's what you want me to do. It works because I did what you say and I get blessing. Point number three. When you find out that you are successful in your career because you do the word of the Lord, you give thanks to our Heavenly Father.
When you give thanks, you don't give thanks once. You're giving thanks to God continuously. So that's why giving thanks to God the Father. Let's hear the Paul teaching. I read that to you in the original language. I read that one more time. Speaking to one another with psalm, hymn, and songs from the Spirit, from the Holy Spirit, not the evil spirit, not secular song, but sacred song. Singing and making music in your heart to the Lord. In other words, you sing to the Lord, singing to the Lord with joy. It's from your heart. Okay? And then verse 20. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, look like always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is only applied in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, only applies to giving thanks to God. No, that's not what Paul means. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you speaking to one another. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you singing and making music in your heart to the Lord. And then when you're giving thanks to God the Father, it's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor John, why are you saying what you say? I want you to turn to 3:17 Colossians. And Paul say that whatever you do, whether in deed or in word, you do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that's what he want me to do, I do it. Now when you pray to God, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I sing in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. When I give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what he really means. I read that to you, Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, whether you're speaking to one another, or you're speaking to the Lord, or you're speaking to the Father, when you speak, make sure you're a wise man, not an unwise man. Make sure you are not a foolish one. Make sure you know the will of the Lord. Whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say? Whatever you do, whether in word they mean speaking to one another, and speaking to God, speaking to the Lord. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Go back. So, this is how we should... Moses, you can click it for me, right? This is how we should... guard our mouth. I want you to write that down. When you guard your mouth, point to that. Guard your mouth in three main points. When you speak to one another, you guard your mouth. Make sure you're speaking to one another with the word of God. Control yourself. Don't say things you like to say. Right beside guard your mouth, you write down Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 34. Do you want to be the servant of God? When you serve God, God's going to reward you. When you serve God to speak to one another with the word of God to lead people to Christ, you guard your mouth to be used by God. Don't use a foul mouth to say foul language, and God cannot use you. Guard your mouth. Guard your mouth in our own church in order to build the church of God. How do we build the church of God? Because when I speak to one another with psalm, hymn, and song from the Spirit, for sure I'm going to lead them to Christ. If they are Christian already, for sure I'm going to build up their spiritual life, because they learn from the Word of God. They know what to do. And then the moment they do it, they will be blessed. So you guard them. You know what? Let's say you don't guard it. If you don't guard it, what will be the outcome? A wise woman, the Bible says, Proverbs, a wise woman build her house, whereas a foolish one destroy her whole house with her own hand, with your own mouth. I want you to write that down, the negative of that. If you don't do it, you do another way. Let's say you bring this secular song into the church, and then you speak to one another with the word of Satan. You are the one who destroyed the church of God. I want you to write down 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. The wise woman built her house. I want you to write that down, the wise woman. Who is the wise woman? The wise woman is the new bride. The wise woman is the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ. You build the body of Christ. You don't come to the church to say your own thing, to destroy the church. If you don't have the word of God, you just remain silent and listen to what other people say. Learn from them. And the Bible clearly stated that in the book of Proverbs. Pay attention. Listen to advice. Obey what you hear and do it. In the end, you will be wise. Paul said that. Make every effort. Be very, very careful how you live. As wise, not as unwise. Write that down. Proverbs 19:20. When you pay attention to God's word, pay attention to God's instruction, you listen to advice, accept the instruction, the end, you will be wise. I don't want to be a foolish one. I want to know the will of the Lord. So I listen to advice. I pay attention to what I hear when I go to the church. And I let the word of God to change my life. So I say, live a prudent life. Not as unwise, but as wise. The most of every opportunity. How can people make use of every opportunity if you are not ready? If you are not filled with the Word of God? If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit? How can you make use of every opportunity? You've got to be prepared. Write that down. Make good use of every opportunity. You write down Matthew chapter 25. The wise virgin, the wise woman built her house. The foolish one destroyed her own house. You come to the church, you either build the church, or you come to the church, you destroy the church. You write that down too. Chapter 2 of chapter 3 of Revelation. There are 7 churches in Asia Minor, in Turkey. Within that 7 churches, starting with Ephesus, ending with Laodicea, they have work of Satan in there. We got to fight the good fight. If you are not wise, I'm afraid that you will be the servant of Satan. If you're wise, you're the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. So guard your mouth when you enter the church of God to build up the church, to lead people to Christ, and you build the church of God, your career, build your life, feel the desire of your heart, and give you the blessing, left, right, and center. Don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. The Lord's will is for us, main idea number one, speaking to one another to lead other people to Christ, speak to one another to build people up, to change their life through the Word of God. And then when you see the success of it, you singing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. What you say works. And then you give thanks to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Point number two, live a spirit-filled life. If you're not living a spirit-filled life, right beside spirit-filled life, you write down Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Before the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven, Jesus Christ commanded all his disciples, do not depart from Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem and keep praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will have power to witness for Jesus Christ. Starting in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world. Brother and sister, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you know who get the blessing first? You yourself getting blessing. Your children get the blessing. Your wife get the blessing. The people within your household get the blessing. Your worker get the blessing. Your colleague get the blessing. Because you're going to shine upon them. You're going to change their life. And then the end of the world will get the blessing. Brother and sister, do you know how people be filled with the Holy Spirit? They are in chapter 1 of the book of Acts, 120 people listen to the advice of our Lord Jesus Christ and pay attention to it and do it. And they stay in Jerusalem in chapter 2. Lo and behold, 10 days later, they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they lead 5,000 people to Christ, 3,000 people to Christ. Not one people. If you don't come to the prayer meeting, you want to build a church, you are daydreaming. I say that you are daydreaming. Okay? Now I want to say one more time. Keeping a love feast is good. It's to draw the non-believer to come to see what a Christian life is all about. We change their life. They don't change our life. Am I right? We give them a new birth. And then Jesus said, in the last chapter, Matthew 28, the last word was 20. Whatever I commanded you, you teach them to obey. Then I will be with you to the end of the world. You're not changing people's life. You don't let the word of God to change your life. You don't lead people to Christ. They're not genuine Christian. They're not born again. Do I make myself clear? Potluck and all this, it's just like open the door, invite a non-Christian to come to our house to see what a Christian is like. If they like it, they stay behind. Just like in the bank, you know, you apply this credit card, I give you $200, hoping that after a year, you keep on being a member, right? You just come here for that $200. The bank say, I'm not going to have any freebie anymore. Everybody say, does it make sense? I pray that we understand the will of the Lord. Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. How do we fill the Holy Spirit? Praying every day and praying together on Wednesday. I command in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, all my co-worker in the board member, they have to come on every Wednesday together with their family. I command in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, as if I'm speaking on behalf of Jesus Christ. And I know that pleases the Lord, because the Lord said to me, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, whatever you learn, whatever you say, you teach them to obey, and I will be with you to the end of the world, and you can win the battle. Do I make myself clear? Let all our leaders, just like the 120 leaders, they stay behind in Jerusalem, and they keep praying. 10 days later, they are all filled with the Holy Spirit, and 3,000 people were baptized. And these kind of people who baptize are genuine Christians because they hear the Word of God. And they are moved by the Word of God. And they're willing to be baptized. Don't just come here and eat. Come here and eat will do you nothing, according to Hebrews chapter 13. Okay? We don't come here to eat. I eat because of them. Okay? I have better thing to do. Okay? How do we be filled with the Holy Spirit? Other than praying, we have to study the Word of God. If I don't study His Word, how can I say I believe in Jesus Christ? According to Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, what is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? It's the Word of God. I proclaim that I believe in Jesus Christ, but if I do not know the Word of God, I'm a liar. When you say you believe in Jesus Christ, that means you believe in the Word of Christ. That's why in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let all of us to be filled with the Word of Christ. If we are filled with the Word of Christ, then we can claim, I believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because His name is the Word of Christ. When I'm filled with His Word, I can use God's wisdom to teach, to admonish one another. When I speak to one another, I speak to one another with psalm, hymn, and song from the Spirit, from Word God. If you deny me, you're not denying Pastor John. You deny God who give you the Holy Spirit. So, the third point, how do I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Circle the word witnessing. Witnessing, you write down Matthew chapter 10. By the time when you witness for Jesus, don't you have to worry what to say, what not to say. By that time, the Holy Spirit will fill you so much, He give you the right word. Don't you think I'm doing that right now? Am I looking at the manuscript? Am I? I'm not. Because I'm prepared at home. I study it. And that Word of God fill my heart. And you can ask me questions anytime, and I can tell you. Because Holy Spirit giving the Word of God to me. Not when I prepare the sermon. Daily. Daily fellowship with Jesus Christ. Listen to what He has to say, what He wants me to say, what He wants me to pray, what He wants me to witness. The moment you're willing to serve God, God's going to empower you. That's why Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul said that, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. While you're witnessing, while you're serving, while you're worshiping, you're doing God's word. God said, you're doing my word? Let me empower you. Let me bless you. Let me enrich your life. Finally, point number three. Live what kind of life? Submissive life. When you hear the word of God, you don't oppose it. You just do it. You do it. First, learn from one another in the house of God. Then finally, apply what you learn from the house of God in your own home, in your working place. Learn how to have fellowship among brother and sister. And then apply that to your friend. Brother and sister, and let me ask you, did your mother or father pay you money to learn piano lesson? So you go to the teacher, you learn it, right? But you go home, do you practice it? What happens if you don't practice it? Eh? You forget. That's exactly what happened to Christians. They learn it from the church, they don't practice at home. Okay, I'll give you another illustration. Have you ever audited any classes in the university? You auditing, you don't get a degree because you don't do any assignment. You don't even do any project. You just listen. You just critique, but you learn nothing. Brother and sister, learn from the house of God, apply to your own home. Everybody say, our Heavenly Father, I pray you hear my prayer, listen to our cry for mercy, and give us a submissive heart so that we can hear your voice and listen to your word and clearly. And apply what we learn in our own family so that our family get a blessing. Use us to shine among our friends, our family members, so that we bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Amen.